we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
This is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory. This is evidence.
Because I have upheld this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. When you choose to go against the sacred thing that God puts into the very heart and the soil of this nation, this was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
There is a man by the name of Mr. Clark, and there is also another man by the name of Donald. You are both watching me saying, could it be that God's speaking to me? Yes, he is. Somebody, just a few minutes before you came on the show, you went out and you took the American flag and you said, I'm proud of my nation. You raised it up and God said, you have been determined through your prayers to influence this nation. You're watching me. You're an influential person. The Spirit of God says, hear the word of the prophet to you as a king. I will open that door that you prayed about. And when it comes time for the election, you will be elected.
All right, on today's edition of the Thrive Time Show, we're going to break down some of the most disturbing things that Yuval Noah Harari has just said recently. And they increasingly get wild. They get off the rails. They get, you need to just hear this stuff. Again, this is the reason why I play this guy's clips is that this is the top advisor for Klaus Schwab. He's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard, Silicon Valley, Times Talks. They all love this guy. And this is what he's saying out loud. Listen to this, folks. Here we go.
Let's say you have some teenager or some person, whatever age, sitting at home, never leaving home, in front of a screen, maybe with some 3D glasses or something. They live their lives online. In a way, they are realizing the Platonic ideal of disconnecting the soul or mind from the body. So what do we see there? Is it a human being trapped within a room, losing connection to the real world? Or is it a human being liberated from the restrictions of the biological body with all its messiness and dirt and whatever, and liberating their spirit to wander around the immaterial heavenly realm of cyberspace where there are no bodies?
Doug, what say you, sir?
Wow. You know, this theme that you keep hearing from this very, very demonic mind is just incredibly the same thing that you see in the Revelation prophecy, whereas people want to copy God. I mean, that is just unbelievable, because it's almost as if this guy has taken the actual language from Revelation and has mimicked it, because God does say to us that we can be liberated from the sins of the flesh, from the struggle of our flesh, into the spiritual dimension of living in a different kingdom. And when you put that in ordinary language, it's a different mindset, right? We renew our minds. We remember that we're not of this world. We remind ourselves and each other, hey, we're living for the next kingdom. Jesus is going to be the kingdom ruler then and now, but we'll actually be with them physically. Our bodies will be resurrected into new bodies. You just put parallel what the Bible says is happening in truth, and all of us who believe are going to be a part of it, and what he just said. And it is just blasphemy. I mean, I'm just shocked by it.
Devin, I'm gonna pick your brain on this next clip here. Again, This is the top advisor. This is a guy who I would physically slap if he said that to me and I was in the same room with him. And this is what he is saying out loud.
AI can create new ideas, can even write a new Bible. We, you know, throughout history, religions dreamt about having a book written by a superhuman intelligence, by a non-human entity. Every religion claims our book, all the other books of the other religions, they humans wrote them. But our book, no. It came from some superhuman intelligence. In a few years, there might be religions that are actually correct. That just think about a religion whose holy book is written by an AI.
Devin, what say you?
It's kind of terrifying because I've been seeing more AI just on social media, and yep. I know that it's just so demonic and it's scary, and I don't want that to happen. I don't.
So it is mind-boggling watching this stuff happen. Now, he did an interview the other day. This is wild. He did an interview on February 19th, 2022, and he tells this interviewer, he says, "Hey, I have a clip I want to show you. Watch this bizarre exchange. Watch this."
If it was possible to adopt, then this is an option. But just the possibility that I'm totally responsible for bringing somebody into this mess, which I don't understand. If I understood it, then okay. And then also being perhaps totally responsible for their death, this is too much for me.
Speaking of the mess we are bringing children into, we started off this evening, 700,000 years ago, with a clip from Once Upon a Time Man, and you wanted to show another clip from the same series, the children cartoon series. We're fast forwarding to the past century and how it all ends. It's always nice to end an interview on a positive note. Thank you for that. Do you have anything to add, or are you going to leave us with this?
No, I think that this is a warning. Mm-hmm. It's not a prophecy. History is not deterministic.
Like all your books, right? They're not prophecies.
They're not prophecies.
Doug, what are your thoughts here?
Wow. I mean, you just go to another level of stupidity when you watch this guy. You know, part of the mindset of somebody who has such demented thoughts is to increase basically their popularity of their own self-esteem by putting out things that seem interesting and at their core are so misguided. I mean, how stupid could you be to predict that this is how the world has evolved and is going to end with absolutely no understanding of what God has said will be the truth about how this happens? And the sad thing about all these people like him is they're lost, they're in darkness now, and they're going to spend their eternal existence in darkness away from God. It's just really unbelievable. And now, just, Devin, I mean, it's basically an ignorance of the truth.
Now, Devin, you graduated from college recently, and this guy's book is now required reading on many college campuses. Like, you have to read Yuval Noah Harari's books. He's the keynote speaker of choice at MIT, Stanford, Harvard. Listen to this guy. Here we go.
If homosexuality was against nature, it just couldn't exist. You know, things against nature are, for example, driving faster than the speed of light. You don't need human rules against them. They just can't happen.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
And you mentioned the algorithm, that an algorithm could have told you sooner that in fact you were gay. Yeah. By,
you know, just watching what happens to my eyes when I walk on the beach in Haifa and there is a sexy guy and a sexy girl walking hand in hand.
Devin, again, this guy is the keynote speaker of choice at MIT, the keynote, the top selling author in the world. Your thoughts?
No offense, Harari, but I don't really want to know what you see when you're walking on a beach. And I think he enjoys all of this. He enjoys the attention, and he gets super excited about talking about AI and all of that. It's just, he's disgusting.
He is a disgusting individual. But again, they praise this guy. There's entire documentaries dedicated to this guy. The reason why I'm playing this is because people need to understand this is the guy steering the ship.
In the Soviet Union, the KGB couldn't follow you 24 hours a day. They didn't have enough agents. And even if they had an agent on you, the agent would write paper reports that somebody, a human being, needs to read. It's impossible to analyze all that. Now, with AI and smartphones and sensors and cameras and microphones and all that, you can literally follow everybody 24 hours a day. You don't need human agents. We carry the agent in our pocket or whatever. And you don't need human analysts to go over the data. You have AI. So it's, for the first time in history, it's possible to follow everybody all the time and follow even what's happening under the skin and to hack humans. If it was possible to adopt, then this is an option. But just the possibility that I'm totally responsible for bringing somebody into this mess, which I don't understand. If I understood it, then okay. And then also being perhaps totally responsible for their death, this is too much for me.
Doug, he's now advocating that people should not have children. He's now telling people at scale, he's doing now question and answer sessions. He's now appearing at events where he's telling people, I would discourage you from having kids. What are your thoughts?
Well, again, it's the same theme. And what's really scary about this, terrifying, as Devin said, is that this is becoming a mainstream mindset. You look at the big picture and you hear this. Remember the billboards that came out in Oregon that said abort children because you don't want to bring them into this world, right? So this mindset that, you know, we're doing a favor to engage in homosexuality, which is not against nature, but of course it can't reproduce children. Wow, that seems disconnected. B, we don't want to bring children into the world. Look at the little cartoon. All they end up doing is dying from disease. Three, let's escape this world into artificial intelligence, where we kind of go into this nirvana of the spirit of the internet and we live up there. What is the theme here? The theme here is God missed it. He just lost his fastball. You know, he had it at one time. He was really on top of creation. He thought this thing through, husband and wife, male and female, family units, expand by natural procreation, bless God with your lives and your mind and your heart. But that's just kind of, you know, that was a bad idea, God. Let us move aside. We got this. Let's replace this. This is in the children business. Hey, the husband and wife thing, that's got to go. Hey, you know what? We don't need this spiritual renewal of the mind. We'll just write a Bible with our artificial intelligence. It's a better writer anyway. Look at what it can come up with, poetry. And at the end of the day, you know what? People are the problem. What we need is less of them. And let's come up with a way to just kind of do a mass depopulation. Hey, it'll be a poisonous vaccine. We'll release a few bioweapons. You got to do what you got to do for the betterment of, drum roll, them. They're the ones that this is all for. He gets all the applause from Harvard, all the publications, because why? Because he's the enlightened. Wow. I just want God to remove these people. I just want him to take them out. That's candidly my view of them.
Now, Doug, this is the there's two names. Everyone needs to understand this idea. Everybody needs to really get this idea. You're seeing a celebration of Elon Musk and Yuval Noah Harari. Now, Yuval Noah Harari is being referred to as the prophet. And for anybody out there that isn't aware of this in the Bible, for anybody who out there who hasn't read the Bible in a while, that's okay. We're gonna break it down here for you. If you read the Bible, it talks about the Euphrates River. I'm going to pull this up here, okay? This is Revelation chapter 16 for anybody who's reading home. Revelation chapter 16. So we're going to Revelation, and we're going to chapter 16. And it talks about a time when the Euphrates River would dry up. All right, so let's pull it up here. Let's see what the Bible has to say about the Euphrates River. It says, "And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs out of the mouth of the dragon," China, "and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty." Do we understand now that Yuval Noah Harari is being celebrated as the prophet, and he is showing up on the scene at the time that the Euphrates River is drying up? The Euphrates River is drying up at the very time that Yuval Noah Harari is showing up as the prophet, and the kings of the East, that's Russia and China, they're teaming up together now. Are we seeing this all happen? Okay. Meanwhile, Elon Musk, it just got approval to put brain chips in your head. Now let's think about the profundity of this for a second. We were told, and before I met you, Doug, and before I met you there, Devin, we were all going through this together at our different points before we knew each other, but doctors could not prescribe patients hydroxychloroquine because the FDA was withholding the use of hydroxychloroquine, which has been an effective treatment for decades. Meanwhile, that same FDA has now approved Elon Musk to put brain chips in your head, in the human head. Listen to this, folks.
Elon Musk's brain implant company Neuralink said on Thursday it had been given a green light from the US FDA to kickstart its first-in-human clinical study. It's a critical milestone for Neuralink after earlier struggles to gain approval.
We're confident that it is possible to restore full-body functionality.
Musk believes brain implants could cure a range of conditions, including obesity, autism, depression, and schizophrenia.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains, and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, I can, and we measure your brain waves, and I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers. Is it imaginable?
I think that is imaginable. I think I think, you know, you can imagine that. You can imagine, well, you're going to be sort of transplanted into, you know, the internet, so to speak, to live forever in a digital realm.
If you have a good two-way communication system directly between brains and computers, it also means you can connect several brains together to create an interbrain net with a because it's the same system, the same communication system. And nobody has any idea what this means for things like identity. Who am I when I can access directly the brain of another person?
For the first time, researchers at Cornell University have linked up the brains of multiple people using brain-to-brain interfaces so they can collaborate and work on specific problems.
Okay, now think about this for a second, folks. The book of Revelation, it says here, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the king of the earth, to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of the God Almighty. Are we now seeing that Elon Musk is saying, he's claiming that he can help the blind to see and the lame to walk, thus working miracles? Meanwhile, the false prophet has shown up on the scene and everybody is celebrating Elon Musk and Yuval Noah Harari. I'd love to get your thoughts, Devin. Why is everybody celebrating Elon Musk?
Well, because he's saying, you know, oh, I can cure schizophrenia with these brain chips. So that's all people see. They're like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Wow, what else can brain chips do? I want one, you know. So it's just crazy. Yeah. So he knows that people think he's for good, but he's not.
Okay, so Doug, he goes on the Babylon Bee, which is supposedly a Christian publication, for an hour plus long interview. Just watch what he says, and they just to tear you up.
Just new hire, though. There have been people, you made kind of both sides mad about it, right? You got people on the left who are mad for their reasons. You got people on the right who are mad for their reasons.
Just for clarity, the new hire, the new CEO of Twitter is Linda Yaccarino. Linda Yaccarino, who's a leader at the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, where Yuval Noah Harari is the top advisor.
You seem satisfied with that outcome because it means that